Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
Kyle last week, he's like, you have me on and I'll get you a million fucking listens. And then he's like, you're like talking to the mic, Kyle. He's like, what are you saying?
Incidentally, it wasn't a bad show at all last week.
No, it was funny. It's so nice that all the tracks record on a separate track.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because so I just muted Johnny most of the time. Yeah.
Poor John.
Because he was talking to someone.
But Lou, sure. Across the table. And he does it all the time. But it's only like halfway through the show, after the first half hour, that he slammed like three Keystone Lights. I'm excited to see Jimbo. Although,
yeah, I'm leaving at noon.
You're not leaving without everybody else. No, you come in together, you leave together. You know the rules. Sundays are just as much hangout time as they are gym with a quiet house time.
I think it's nice that you guys get together.
I do too. Devin, not so much.
She has to leave.
She has to take my kid and go to her parents' house. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have to, but, I mean...
She doesn't like me.
She does. She no, it's nothing to do with anybody. She just...
I wanted to see him.
Yeah, well...
I love
you. You can hear him. That's the problem.
It's a handful.
I honest to God, I don't... I couldn't imagine having two. Like, it makes me understand why my parents waited 10 years, because I was probably such a shithead.
Well, people always say, oh, once you have one, it's fine. You know,
yeah,
the second
well,
one's not. No,
here's
they're
the problem.
Just lying to you.
I don't have
it's completely
10 years
different.
Now. Like, I don't have another 10 years to have another kid, and I'm having a kid in my mid-40s. I'd rather just take a leap off of a building at that kid. Like, I'm not doing that. I can't. Hi, guys! How you doing, bub?
I do well, according to, you know... The happiness level.
How are you doing? What are you talking about?
Start. Do the thing, because I have to leave at noon.
Well, we
what?
Have, it's not even 11 o'clock yet.
It's 10:59.
Can you make one exception?
Truth. No. Why do you have to leave at noon?
Because I'm going to brunch.
He's got to go to brunch with my family. I got to make sure I mention that.
Did they do pretty well for themselves?
Who is going?
Rockwater.
Nanny and Ann and JC.
And Barbara.
And Barbara.
I'm assuming.
Any particular reason? Is it just...
No.
Because?
Yeah.
Just because you wanted to ruin
the
podcast? Because
they can afford.
Have you ever
brunch?
Been to the Hotel Hershey for brunch?
Yeah, it's
fucking awesome.
They wanted to cancel it, and I was like,
no,
doing the podcast early.
I might go with now, just knowing about it.
I was there once with Miss South Carolina. She's a singer. And
here we go.
We had this thing one time that... But she, you know,
they can't
nice
hear
person.
That. When you do that, they can't hear that.
Thank God. Thank God they can't hear that. Oh, God, I fucking can't believe you're back here.
Chewy! I believe in God, but when I'm knee-deep in bitches...
Take a fucking deep breath. Start the conversation over. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 101 of Saturdays with Chicken Duck. Incredibly important episode this week. Joining us this week... is our number one Patreon supporter, Kim Curlin. Can I say Kavanaugh Curlin? How do you want me to introduce you?
It doesn't matter.
Kim. Here's Kimmy, everybody.
Hello.
Also returning from his hiatus / adventure across the country / probably panhandling across Texas, Jimbo's back, everybody. Hi, Jimbo.
Not a panhandling anymore, boys.
No.
And Kim.
Doing all right for yourself.
Let me see that bracelets.
Oh, $30. For
combined or each?
Each.
They are
$30 each. Yeah.
I specifically bought them knowing I was coming back here. I'm like, I'm going to teach you guys this. They're made from an ancient water supply somewhere in the Dead Sea.
Oh, man, they were hoping to see you.
They saw you coming.
Yeah. So congratulations on that.
How much did the other one cost?
I had three of them.
On your other wrist.
From the streams on the top of Mau Mau.
That's okay, to take him back to his roots.
Yes, I have actually cheap and then, you know.
So don't forget where you came from.
That's the reminder that he's right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to live.
Poor bracelet.
I'm very humble.
I'm hoping Boo gets here soon.
He'll be here soon.
I'm not going to stand for you not being here with anybody else in my basement. As far as I'm concerned, I'm done too. Casey and Jeff are also here. Hi, Jeff. No shells this week?
No shells.
I'm a little disappointed.
I only wanted to go to the bathroom once today.
Our visitors. It's never bothered you in the 2 years that we've been recording. You've never once mentioned that you don't enjoy having
six fucking wagon wheels in the morning. I've never had a wagon wheel.
I know. It's always barbecues and hot dogs. I'm sorry. But what do you got in the sub? There, bud.
I got an Italian sub.
Do you like the bread at Wawa on the sandwiches?
Sure.
Isn't it wet? Isn't that the problem?
No. I don't know who said
wet?
That.
Wet.
Who said that one time, I think.
At wet. Wawa? Well, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Or, I know the Subway. Was
or
the
Vu
Subway
wouldn't
bread?
Have said it, first of all. And I wouldn't be saying it right now. It's not like we just, me and Vu got together before we started recording Chicken Duck to discuss.
Bread consistencies?
Yeah, the wetness of Wawa bread. And then.
It is, though.
It's wet.
It gets moist right away.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, not every day. Not every day you hear that.
Well, isn't the subway bread? Isn't that they found there was like sponge in the bread or some shit like that?
Yes, it's like, in Subway.
Yeah, Subway.
No,
what?
it's the chemical that hold that is in yoga mats. It's called.
It's a spongy material
In the bread.
Right in the bread, they would bake it into the
in
bread
my hearty
to make
Italian
the bread
roll.
Fluffier. At Subway, yeah.
Well, here's another killer.
I don't know if they still do it or whatever, but...
Delicious fact about Subway is there's not a single piece of ham in the entire establishment. Everything's either turkey or turkey-based.
Really?
It's called azodicarbonamide.
There you go.
Okay.
And it's that's what I was thinking it was.
What he said.
It's a yoga mat.
I was going to name my kid that, but...
what? Yoga mat?
Yeah, yoga mat.
You can call him yoga mat
What's
for sure.
Name? Yoga mat?
Mine's going to be Yoga Joe.
What's
your
Yoga Joe?
Son's name is going to be Yoga Joe. Joe.
Like, well, his would be Matthew.
That's the coffee you drink after you take the yoga class.
His be Yoga Matthew, I'm assuming? Is that what you're getting at?
No, okay. I meant whatever.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We just I'm lost, and I started this.
He said Yoga Matt,
did you
like
get
meaning
your medical
Matthew.
License yet?
What?
Did you get your license yet?
No.
What are we waiting for?
So in September when I went and saw the doc, I had a great bill of health kind of situation in regards to everything, right? He's like, oh,
you don't qualify.
Well, no, he was like, yeah, I wish I could take whatever you have and bottle it up and give it out to all the other patients and stuff like that. I'm like, that's great. And then I was like, by the way, what's up with this medical marijuana stuff? You know, so I felt weird myself asking. Like, I'm like the best an ALS patient could be, and yet, and then I'm asking for weed, right? So well,
everybody should be able to get stoned.
Yeah, right?
I mean, what the fuck?
It's medicine, Jim.
That's stoned.
Yeah, it's medicine. It's mental medicine. But so in order to get it in PA here, you have to get a doctor who's registered,
right?
To approve it. Well, he's not on the registry yet,
right?
So he couldn't.
Oh, I
prove
remember
it.
You did tell
they
us.
Can
yeah,
refer you to someone. We do yeah, all the time.
Jesus Christ! Somebody did it online.
Our mics suck. You gotta get real close. All right.
But no, they can always refer
you're
you.
Your back
yeah,
is literally a pile of trash. Like,
so,
what?
But yeah, I think I talked about this before. But he had a list of patients that I already mentioned or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I'm just slow about getting on the registry. And then I asked my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, well, actually, it costs a doctor like $20,000 just to put his name on that registry. So that's probably something one of the factors
how
why somebody didn't just do it.
How many prescriptions does he have to write to balance that?
Do you see a rheumatologist?
Who?
Do you see a rheumatologist?
No, what's that?
For rheumatoid arthritis.
What's a rheumatologist? Some of our arthritis.
That's what we do
he
here.
Specializes in arthritis and autoimmune diseases.
No, this is a neurologist.
Okay.
But he's like, He's like, when you come back,
he's got gout, so we can talk to him.
He got gout.
I know all about Ryan.
Okay. But no, so he said in 6 months, I go every 6 months. He's like, in 6 months when you come back, I'll be on the registry. He's like, and then we'll take it from there. Yeah. So I'm already on the registry, and my brother-in-law is insistent on being my caretaker so he can get it for me.
I bet he is.
But is he, doesn't the caretaker have to qualify for a...
No. You every person on the registry gets to have two caretakers who
you can have one in Berks County and one up there.
Yeah, who get a card who are allowed to go get it for you.
Oh, okay. But they're not allowed. I mean, it doesn't qualify them to smoke it or use it.
How?
Right?
No. How? Why would it?
How?
Why?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jeff gets a license.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to admit openly that this would ever happen in the real world. Here's Vu. But Jeff gets a license. You're the caretaker. You go to the store. You buy whatever you want. Jeff doesn't give a shit if you take a little puff on the way home. You give it to Jeff.
Well, that's illegal, though.
It is illegal.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey. Hello. What is wrong with you? Get in here and sit down. You're late.
Late.
You're 7 minutes late. 11 o'clock. Man, very huggy today.
I've missed you guys, and I've been accepting that I'm emotional.
Look, you left us. We didn't leave you.
Well, I had to pursue what God laid out for me.
Oh, jeez.
I was thinking, who suggested that you move to Austin? Like,
well, nobody. Because
5 years
originally
ago,
he was going to drive across
I was
the fucking country
to San Diego,
a completely different route.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't. He probably still wouldn't be in Austin.
Can I tell you guys that the reason I'm there is literally? Well, see, what I said to, said to myself was,
I think it's awesome.
I was like, God, I'm not going to think and use logic and science and math and nah, this, you know, financially, fiscally speaking, in
Listen,
the year 2000.
I don't think God was expecting you to, if it's any consolation.
I'm done trying to do that. So what
you've
I
been
did,
doing that this whole time?
No, incidentally, no, he was going to start it, but he decided not to anyway.
And I was like, I'm done using science and logic and my experience.
How short of a period of time was that?
It was before I moved. When I left, I was praying on this. I was meditating on to that frequency that I meditate to. So
the frequency.
Amazing. Yeah, it's the only way you can levitate.
No, meditate. Levitation.
I heard what
one.
You said.
So... as I was going out there, I knew this girl on Instagram that she liked my, you know, pic, my pecs bouncing, whatever. And in Austin first. That was LinkedIn, that girl.
You're picking up girls on LinkedIn?
No, she contacted me, and then we, you know, kind of met in Ohio.
So, yes.
Wasn't LinkedIn his night at Charlie's time?
Yeah. Penis pasta.
Yeah.
This is penis pasta girl?
Nothing happened with her. She, I
wasn't
I was
she in
like,
Ohio?
She looked at me
so
and I hugged her.
This is so hard. This is why we need to space this out every 6 months. You're going to throw me into
like
a fucking
board with like Jimbo's picture and like strings to things and stuff like a detective.
Oh yeah, like fucking yeah. What's the show?
Psych?
Yeah, no.
Any show that has a
all
like
those,
a serial killer.
Yeah, fake serial killer.
like Dexter.
When Jimbo starts talking, we'll be like, let's go to the board here. Yeah. Let's check this out. See if we can follow.
No, I going into Austin, passing through Texas. I've been to Texas, like northern Texas, like a few times. But I was like, I've never been to Austin. I knew this girl. I texted her. She's like, come down. You're going to love it. I was like, awesome. We have a place to stay. They have a four-bedroom home. And so her and her boyfriend. So we went when we went there, I was like, okay, you know, maybe something needs – I need to be here for something. As soon as I got there
– I need to clean this carpet.
No. Well, we'll get there.
No, first, we haven't got –
Yeah.
First, I need
so
to
we're,
sell
we,
no,
we're working towards that, Jimmy. You've
before
been here
mobile
since
yeah,
then.
we've already gone over all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, no. But I've no, before that, no, remember how I met the pastor of the church that I play at? I went on this
have you ever been in a fucking car with a driver that's just learning how to drive stick? And they keep fucking letting off the clutch too fast? That's how my brain feels when you start fucking talking to me.
How do I who?
Take a fucking deep breath, start the conversation over. We're in Austin now. We already know all of that you were just getting to.
Well, okay.
Get to how you now have $30 in bracelets on your non-poor bracelet hand.
I followed what God laid out for me. So what I'm saying is The reason I stayed in Austin and why I'm there is because I saw a post on a musicians group on Facebook from a pastor saying, we need electric guitar at this church. And I was like, what? And like, it's, you know, there's so many huge churches there that are like, they pay their musicians to play there every week. And it's a solid gig. And I messaged him, like, trying to hurry up and message him. And my keypad doesn't work right. And they kept, like, you know, my screen messes up all the time. And then, yeah, I auditioned and I got it. And then I was like, okay, this is a sign. I need to pursue God over money, over everything and what he has. And I was like, I'm going to, I mean, yeah, you know, sometimes women, you know, they pull me off inside. I'm like, fuck them.
Oh, you know. They pull you off.
Yes.
At church?
Anywhere, Kim.
Especially.
Anywhere.
Yeah, he has
He's not safe anywhere.
Yeah.
And
he's not safe anywhere.
I have clearances, Jim, that I'm safe for around school.
Tippy top.
I had to have that.
I have clearances. Oh my God.
Tippy top.
Is it the Q clearance?
Yeah. No, we're not getting there yet. Put a pin in that though. Whatever the fuck the Q is. Yeah, we got to talk about that. Go ahead.
So
hurry up because he's got to go and we got to talk about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Hurry up.
So So playing at this gig, then I love the job car, and then I got a job carpet cleaning 30 hours a week.
Okay.
And
so,
then on top of that, and then I found another. I met a men's group downtown. That
he does not discriminate.
We just talking
really changed your life around.
Meet them at like a abandoned park.
No,
like,
it's just a bunch of bros getting together. And talking about yeah.
I know what a men's group
in a
is.
Circle
playing guitar with no shirt on. And,
we just like solve life problems.
Yeah.
Talk about spiritual things.
How am I going to stay warm tonight?
Just give us one example of a life problem that you've solved as the men's group.
Well, a lot of
just
them.
Just one quick, short example.
Well, a lot of them are like business guys, and they talk about like. How like God influenced their life, like to be an entrepreneur or whatever.
Where
and then,
are you going?
It's just like mentioned.
To heaven, so, it sounds
you,
like.
I tell you, you guys wanted to put a body cam
that
on me.
Sounds
you need to get one on
very
Jamie
close
hard.
To a cult.
No, it's just we just get together, talk, drink beer sometimes. But anyway, so when I was down there, they go to a bigger church and we're like, oh, we need you on Thursdays. So now I like because I know all these like worship songs. I didn't know it was so much fun playing.
Do they like blindfold you and drive you out in the middle of the desert sometimes?
No.
Okay, good.
Dude, it's
just promise so, me that you'll never get into like the back of a van and sit for hours driving out in the middle of nowhere to play some fucking music. You know, to like the leader.
No, there is no physical leader, Jim. It's a lot. It can't be.
That's what they. That's what they want you to think. Until you're sitting in the van blindfolded.
You have to drink the juice to meet the leader.
Late, Jimbo. Yeah.
Does the men's group have a name?
No,
it's just man group.
Or man group. Man, woman haters.
Man,
club.
Man meet. Or man meeting. I mean, man meeting.
Oh, please let it be man meet.
I can't believe you just said that.
I meant man that meet.
I don't care what you meant.
No, it's, oh and when God you go back almighty. To Austin, you guys, you
man
should
meet.
To ask, tell them that, you, then you should call it man meet from now on.
So,
the man meet.
From now on, this is called man meet. Any club that I start for the rest of my life.
Well, guys,
it's gonna be the first suggestion I have for the name every time.
You know, I've never been so blessed in my life ever. I'm serious. I'll tell you why. I'm not pursuing. Remember how I was so poor and I didn't have anything?
I mean, yeah.
We remember. Reminded us weekly.
All I'm pursuing is just getting close with God, and it's like He's paying for everything, and I don't even know. Like, I'm like, how am I affording this? And it's happening, and I'm not even. Like looking for money. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I need this money so bad. Oh, I got to get this sale. And, you know, and set when you sell stuff, you got to cause doubt.
You're not a salesman anymore.
Oh, that's why I left. Because my boss, remember, he was like, oh, you're not causing enough doubt in the person's mind, Jim.
Yeah, you're not a wolf.
Make them fearful of something so you can sell them something. And I was like,
was he married?
Rick, I was like, that's the two things the devil does to us. He's like, cause doubt and deceive. I'm like, okay, so I'm be more like Satan and like to sell stuff. And that's why I was like, okay, I
so
can't.
You're now on a truly Christian spiritual journey.
Not Christian. I'm not religious. I'm just
going
to spiritual.
I don't know that there, you really. Understand what religious means.
Real quick.
Jim, I think you've been brainwashed by Satan.
Do you remember when you asked Jimmy I and so, I too. if it would be a good idea to hire him?
Yes.
You think that would still be a good idea?
What? For who? Kim. Oh, you need a man to hire to work?
A man. Yeah, she was specifically looking for just a man.
I can work remotely the only and help you.
Oh, yeah.
I just need a computer.
Just a man that she can meet with.
Man Meat. That's the name of his new company. It's like, it's a lot like FaceTime.
Sandwich
for,
shop.
For bros.
For bros.
Man Meat.
It's a hot dog stand.
Oh, man. Meat.
Jeff, I was going to say, you know, being out in Texas, there's a lot of big pickup trucks. You know, guys are big there, you know, and their guns in the back and these really big bones in the front.
Longhorns.
Yeah. Of their truck and like a flag, the Texas flag in the back. Reminds me, and Jeff's wearing flannel. Yeah, Jeff, you look like a highfalutin Texan man.
He looks like a Canadian.
I look like a Canadian?
No,
you live a little bit more north now.
Just need some boots and a hat.
Yeah. I do need some boots.
I looked at you fast and I thought you were Chuck Norris for a second.
Chuck Norris.
Hey, don't say anything bad about Chuck.
Yeah, my boss said my lingo's getting better. Like, I was like, oh, I'm fixing to go get some Chinese today or something. She's like, okay, good. And I was like, and what do you think of my shit? And she's like, that's pretty good.
What does shoo-wee mean?
It's like, wow, I'm really exclamated or excited. Wait, which one mean exclamation pointed?
Why do you say it?
Wait, that's not even a real thing. Like, no one's ever actually said, like, oh, I'm really
Why don't you compare it to something not...
exclamation pointed right now.
Like, Texany.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like...
Like, but why no did he not way. Say that? Why did he just say... It's like saying, wowee, or whatever.
Or like, or a few.
Exclamation pointed. But...
Also, it was about Chinese food. Why were you that excited?
Yeah. I'm going to get Chinese. You want anything? Sure, but how's my... I thought it was more like when people, you know, like
first
in
all,
the South and they call you, pigs and shit. Like...
when you call the Chinese restaurant, what does it matter? How you're shooey?
Well,
no,
Texas.
No, I was just using
Texas.
Chinese.
So here when you call Chinese, you know, it's like 50-50 whether or not you can be able to understand that they're taking your order. Yeah, sometimes you get like a kid who's in school.
Oh, I'm not talking
but over there.
In Texas, you're like, yeah, I'd like to get number four. And they're like, woo, wee, number four is great.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you want Ching Kao Kung? They're like Zone A de Erotico. Like, whenever they try to talk about, like, in Mexican. Stuff like they're like they always say, oh, you want to go to the
For us,
you know, like
I don't know what he just said, but I'm pretty sure that will end the series.
It was something racist.
Yeah, that's it. They're gonna pull the plug on us for that one. Mexican and Chinese, you're making fun of everybody. Texans, yeah, farmers.
You gotta go back there. Yeah. Not us.
I'll take it, Jim. I can take
their man.
The only one that should offend you, Jim, is God. Remember that.
Why would God offend me?
Oh, you know, calling you out in your sins and stuff like me.
Calling
you
out.
You actually call me out on them.
No.
Very rarely does.
Well,
do I ever have any interactions with God? It doesn't happen too often. It's been a long time since I've eaten any mushrooms.
Maybe he's calling upon you, Jim, to come forth his way and stop living your sinful life and
you know
not liking my Facebook posts.
I could find on Man Meat maybe that would show me the way.
Jim to like more of your Facebook
That's
posts?
All he's ever wanted. That's all he's ever wanted.
I to hang out outside of the podcast.
He actually goes through other people's Facebook posts that I have liked and calls me out on them.
It's like, wow, it's a nice day.
Why would
Jim Adam.
Why would you like that post of your grandmother holding your cousin or your cousin's kid and not
I see the
post
you like, Jim.
Me in a gym flexing my bicep holding some blonde-haired girl while I'm power slamming a protein drink. Like, what the
Or me standing on a blue star because it's my power color and star is my symbol. It turns out it's a freaking Cowboys football field.
His Instagram stories, the way that he holds
his... No, because
his,
you're enabling him and making it worse by being followers of his Snapchat and Instagram. Because
Casey is a demon from the fifth dimension.
The way that you hold your coffee cups in the morning.
Doesn't your Man Meat group decide that that's too narcissistic and...
Well, we're all sinners, Jim. None of us are perfect, so forgiveness.
Right. Everybody has warts.
It's a lot like that. It's just this joke that I have with tell people.
Yoga Joe.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Hotels.com is offering $30 off select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30. With Hotels.com, you can get rewarded basically everywhere, from seaside cabins in Portland to tree houses in Thailand to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options you're searching for in one place. And for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free that you can use to do you at endless properties. Hotel.com's deals come with access to instant savings too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Again, you can save $30 off selected hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30.
I could tell you a story about God.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, Kim, please.
Remember, this can never be deleted, Kim.
But maybe I won't.
Go ahead, Kim. I'm filled, don't let him draw you in.
Okay, so let me just tell you something. So I definitely believe in God. And I know why.
Yes.
Because something happened to me.
I see
you. So you guys all know Lurie, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, she was sick and everything. I used to go to GT church with her all the time. On Sundays, we would always go to the mall then and get a slushie because that was her thing. So I'm like, okay, fine. So we're driving and this old beat up car was just like cutting through the aisles. And I hate that.
Right.
So anyways, I'm driving the right way. This older man's just driving in between and I'm trying to turn down. And every time I try to turn down, he'd get in my way. And it was very odd. So anyways, Lurie and I get out of the car and we get out. And this old man comes up to us and says, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm, you know, God bless you. And saying all these like crazy things to us. And like, he's like, I'm so sorry, you know. God, you know, I don't know, just all these things. So we're going in and then it was just an awkward feeling. And, you know, this was like 2 months before she passed. And I said, Lurie, that was so weird. And she's like, I think that was God. And she's like, I think so, too. So it was just like a feeling. We just come from church. You know, it was very odd. But I'm going to tell you what. She passed away. I had to meet her mom at the mall. And don't you know that same guy comes walking down the mall and I'm sitting there waiting for Lurie's mom and like, in front of the store to get her an outfit. She comes walking down. This guy comes walking down and he's just looking at me the whole way like this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's that guy. And he's smiling at me. He looks bright and happy. I know you guys are thinking I'm crazy, but.
Listen, Kim.
But I'm going to tell you what.
Wait, Kim.
No, I remember looking
trust me,
up.
You got ways to go.
I remember looking up the mall and then I see Lurie's mom and sister coming and then I look back and I didn't see the guy.
Kim, that feeling.
So it was like.
You were filled with the Holy Spirit.
I know.
That's what it is.
So,
and it's so you can't explain it because that's where the you know people like oh, don't explain.
Jim,
can't explain
don't make
the
it weird, okay?
Well, no, that's what it is. And then that's why. And I'm not saying when I'm knee deep in bitch or like when I'm like, out with stuff, I'm filled with. But I'm saying, I get it. You know, we're all
me.
We're all
knee deep in bitches. I believe in God, but when I'm knee deep in bitches,
just explain that to me.
What?
How does that even make sense?
No, I no.
Even if
there's
there
a
were
feeling
women
you,
all over that you were up to your
no,
knees in,
yeah, that feels
how
good,
would that
right?
Be beneficial? No, why would that feel good?
I'm
why
saying,
would that be?
No, no.
How is that a beneficial situation?
I'm telling
that's
you,
the
it's an uplifting
height.
Yes,
encounter.
So that feels good, right? And you know
I'm
why?
I'm talking about being up to your knees
oh,
in
that
bitches.
Wait, no, I'm saying
not questioning
I'm
your
like 5 steps
experience.
Behind.
You didn't let me finish him. I'm saying that. That
his
that feeling of his, being around women, you know why you feel good because you know you're attracted to them. They, you know, there's an energy exchange. But when you're filled with something, you're like, "What is this?" And like you can't explain it. And the guy is just looking at you, and it's like you know what he's saying in his mind, but nothing's being said. It's like it's a psychic, psionic connection that you have with the person.
Psionic.
See, now you took a very nice story about where a weird thing happened with this guy, whatever, and you thought like. You know, it was almost as if you was, maybe that guy is God who just was walking around that day or whatever. And he turned it into some crazy ass,
well,
like,
first and foremost, the fact that he was on the road is enough that should scare the living hell out of you. That God was out there driving around the streets of Muhlenberg Town.
Well, that's why we should entertain strangers, because those strangers could be angels. So, like, when you're around, you never know who could be filled with.
So, wait, he was driving. This is the same person that was driving and
the day before.
Cutting everyone off, whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the same day. It was on a Sunday, though.
I'm saying maybe he was filled with something that had to connect with you for some reason.
It had to have.
Yes. God was like, hey, man, I'm going to make you drive crazy. And the guy's like, why am I driving like a maniac? And then he's like, he comes to you and he goes,
why am I driving with
my
knee?
But it was just odd, because when I saw him the second time, and then I felt like he knew who I was, and he was just staring me down, like happy and smiling.
Well, of course
and then
he knew who you were.
was just very, you know what I mean?
No. Nobody ever stares me down like that. Like, unless it's like scorn, because I'm giving him the finger.
Screamed at him.
Yeah. Because I yelled at him that there are rules, and he's going the wrong fucking way on a one-way street.
Usually you're driving away in the opposite direction at that point. So, but anything else from...
I'm not very good at telling stories.
No, that was a good story. Good.
No, Kim, you have good diction and enunciation. You have a good speaking voice.
You are just something else, pal.
Jeez.
Good diction.
Well, no, diction, you know, enunciation.
I know what it means. Okay. It was just, I'm impressed. That's all.
Thanks, Jim.
Learning all kinds of stuff out there in Austin, huh?
Phew,
meet up with Jim Sharkey yet?
No, dude, it's tough because, like, I'm downtown on Mondays, and I think about him when I'm down there, but then, like, there's this bar right there, and then, like, I know this one bartender, and she looks like Jennifer Aniston, and I'm like, hey, I like you.
You forget all about Jim
Sharkey. Once he's knee-deep in bitches, it's all a wash.
My brother lives in Texas, but don't ask me where. I know that sounds really sad.
How old was he?
He went to Exeter.
I have three
brothers.
How old was he?
I thought he went to Muhlenberg.
No, he didn't.
How old was he when?
But in Muhlenberg, when so I could think of like grades and stuff like that and piece it together with my brain.
Well, how old were you?
17.
Oh. That would have been information that would have been vital to the story, I think. Unbelievable.
What did you say?
nice segue.
My brother lives Scotty in Michael. Texas. Tommy Ho lives in Texas. A lot of nice Muhlenberg folk.
What part of Texas?
Richardson, outside of Dallas.
Oh, I like Dallas.
I was in Austin, Texas for 7 weeks and then moved to Wichita Falls, Texas, which is north.
And what happened?
For the military?
Nothing. So, yeah.
That was a good
one
story.
Thing I learned in Texas is like
that's all I got.
You know,
Kim, that's how you tell a story.
That's how you tell a story.
Hold on, no, stop.
No, it wasn't. Before you, San Antonio.
I got to get this out of over the
yeah. What's the cue thing
over here? So I get a text from Casey during the week saying that he's sitting in front of the queue and his family, and they're in. They're back in whatever regular plane is.
Coach,
like a bunch of peons.
Peasants, that's what you said.
What's basic economy?
Which, by the
that's
way,
I
said, who the fuck is the Q?
By the way, I was hoping he was going to say Brian Quinn from like Impractical
Jokers.
Well,
no, because I would have known who.
So,
I would have been more impressed with that.
A week, 4 days later, I still don't know who the hell this guy is.
Kim, have you ever heard of the Q on Fox, the show?
No.
It's like a daytime talk show on Fox.
We think you made this up.
Does any right?
I don't work,
it's
and I still don't know.
Daytime show?
Yeah, it's a daytime talk show
on Fox.
Yes,
what
on Fox Philly.
Out of what you just said, what makes you think? I haven't had cable in 5 years. I'm certainly not a Fox News kind of guy, and I have a full time weekly job.
No, the biggest question is why do you know who that is?
Right.
Well, because I watch. Occasionally, I watch Fox 29 News
more,
in the morning.
More than likely, the stewardess told him.
No.
And he was like,
wait, so you know the identity of Q?
No, you're talking about something
the
else.
The Q.
He's talking about the Trump thing or whatever.
Are you talking about the Q with like 6 exclamation points behind it? Because that's what's
he's probably talking about GQ.
Wait,
no.
Okay, I just Googled it. I just Googled it, and it said some.
It's a mystery.
It's some guy that
black government person.
What
that
Google do you
everything.
Use?
Google.
Googly. It's called.
You think they've maybe intercepted your your phone?
Well, I use Bing because the search results are better. Because Google, it only comes up, like, it hides a lot of stuff. So if you go on Bing, it actually shows.
Yeah, I looked at that. It's a picture of him, Tim Allen, and some other lady.
Yeah, he interviewed Tim Allen.
What is the significance? Oh, he interviewed Tim Allen.
That, yeah, but the only reason that's is because Tim Allen's show just got picked up by Fox.
That's his claim to fame.
Yeah. So you don't even know.
No, he has his own television show on Fox.
Okay, wait. Oh. So what is Q? What is Q and who are you talking about? There's a
Jim, nobody knows.
Quincy Harris.
Yes.
Nobody knows.
You're all going to have to look this up because he was on the plane with Casey, so he'll be calling next week.
Or he'll be dead.
Or he'll be dead. If he's alive, he's calling.
I didn't touch him.
There it is,
the Q on Fox.
I didn't get to touch him. You tried?
Taking him out.
Well, he disappeared for a while. I saw him at the baggage claim, but then he disappeared.
Which, by the way, let me just say, too. Right,
Baggage claim in Philly sucks,
I think,
by the way.
I think one of our best interviews we did was with that live PD guy, whatever, right? And you were talking about how it's such a popular show, whatever. Every single person I ask if they've seen that show or heard of it, say no.
it's consistently the number one show every week on Friday and Saturday. So just because your friends don't know what the fuck
it's
that
not
is.
Even for the random
poll are you?
Yeah,
talking
that's what
about?
I'm saying. Like who?
It's the fucking television poll.
The one that they show.
The greatest show of all time. Every
I never
week.
Said that. I said it's number one every week.
Oh, number one, American number one.
Fuck you.
I still don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Quincy Harris.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying his name like it matters. I don't know who he is.
Well, did something... Did, so
no, nothing,
nothing
even
important. Happened?
Just the fact that Casey wasn't sitting in coach.
He walked
was.
Past me.
Oh.
Sorry, he's just a working stiff like the rest of us. We don't fly every other day.
Well, you would think that a person who has their own television show on Fox...
He doesn't
would be
own
sitting.
The show. He just sits in a chair and talks. Similar to...
It's called The Q.
What is... Oh.
Is he the host on Live PD, too?
No. Okay. No, that's racist.
What I'm saying is this, because they had shaved heads. So as soon as you...
Oh, my God.
They have shaved heads.
You're going to get Jim all worked up being so anti-male pattern baldness.
No. Jim, you look great. You have a great head. when I was out there, as soon as I saw Casey post something on Live PD, right, about them being on the show, I met this girl downtown, and we started talking.
We know this story already, too. You told this the last time you talked to us.
Yeah, but did I tell you she's a lip injector and does Botox,
yes.
Right? I got to tell you. So I met up with her in East Tech. Her brother's on one of those. He was on the show that one time.
You went to Marfa, right,
yeah.
With her.
Alpine, yeah, and Fort Davis. And so I drove. It's a beautiful drive. So I get down there. We have got a hotel room. And... You know, I threw on the Morgani Magic after we went out and had some drinks and watched the show. And now, as everyone knows...
How much is Morgani Magic by the gram?
Completely
wasted. Let me just
tell
you, Kim, that Casey and I once tried to watch him from afar to see how his move works. We still don't get it. We don't understand how it works.
Well, you got
to
spill a drink on them.
But does it get the girl?
Yes. And we didn't see him put anything in her drink. We didn't see him, you know, tip anybody extra for anything special.
It's because he's funny.
It's because he wears...
He's refreshing.
His shirt's backwards.
I guess.
Thanks, Kim.
His head just got twice as
size. Did you cut that yourself?
Nope. No, I've been getting these light shirts because all the musicians wear them.
He hangs
they're,
weights
they're
from
communists
the outside
and they want
collar.
You to look like them.
He posted a picture on his Instagram story the other day that this jacket was the warmest jacket he's ever worn.
Did you ever wear those spider jackets?
And I said, who let you borrow
spider,
it?
Yeah,
and he goes, how'd you know?
Yeah, they're so expensive. Well, my friend,
yeah,
he
a skeet company.
Gave it to me. But so, Jim, I was with this girl and... She's a lip injector. Now, Kim, do you ever have people coming in that have Botox and everything on their...
Not where I work.
Okay. Well, let me tell you guys. I'm all for whatever you want to do to your face and everything and boobs and butt and everything. And I go in to kiss
Surprise,
this girl.
You're not anti-boobs and butt.
I'm whatever. I like whatever you want to do.
Open-minded.
Whatever. I'm not fake. So I'm going in to proceed... attempting to kiss her, and I feel her lips, and it feels
off.
Like two thawed hot dogs stacked upon one another. And they're moist because she, I'm assuming, licked them before she kissed me.
Raw.
And I'm like, and it felt just like two hot dogs.
How wide was hot your dogs? Mouth?
Yeah. That's what it felt like. I'm like, no movement. They can't move because hot dogs, you know, can't move. Like when they're just, I mean, they can a little bit.
If you've ever kissed two hot dogs.
But like, how wide was her mouth?
Well, she has big lips because she had the injections.
I mean, they're not like to the scale with the regular size.
No, it's not. I have to scale with two hot dogs. Come on.
You have pictures?
Yeah.
Of a large mouth.
I don't understand the point of that. Just get a lip plumper.
Oh.
What's a lip plumper?
Lip gloss shit. That has like this special ingredient to make your lips puffy and swollen and then make them look full.
What's
the how in the fucks do you live with yourself?
What?
You're a disgrace.
What?
Oh, let me see. I didn't get to see. Yeah, come on.
Don't scroll anywhere because there might be a to your face.
Oh, now I'm scrolling.
What? I don't think you want an to your face. Don't do it, Jeff.
Okay, now scroll. Scroll. Kim, no Kim.
Is this the one that her brother's the cop?
Yeah, he was on live PD. Like, literally the week that you guys had him on, she
was the guy eating the ham at the door?
No.
She was saying she was posting on Twitter something about how her brother was on it, and I guess it was on live PD, and they caught him like basically like all they saw was him arresting a guy, and they were saying that he was racist because the guy was Mexican when she's Mexican, and her brother's Mexican, and he was arresting a guy, and they're like, this cop was using too much force.
He did kind of wail on that brown guy. I remember watching it.
But the other guy, I guess. In the video, went for him first, which they proved. She goes, here, this video has a close up on him. The other guy like pushed the. I forget if he pushed him or put his hand on him. That's why he like then attacked.
You're like, I don't give a fuck. Just
I was like, hey, you know.
Yeah, put your fucking phone down. Let's go.
Right, and then
drink the drink. Come on,
Morgan and Magic. And,
yeah.
I mean, she didn't. I honestly,
goes, hey, lady, honestly, you wanna go back and you know?
She goes, no, I didn't even try anything. I was just laying in bed like this. covered. And I was like,
that's how I look.
Based on that one picture, she doesn't strike me as somebody who needed a whole lot of the Morgani magic.
No, it was she was wearing these shorts that exposed her butt region.
Yeah,
and butt region. I was laying there and I was like, you know, good night.
And wearing like a red shirt or something that like attracted her attention. She might have just been like so drunk, you were just the only thing she could see at the end of the night.
I was pantless.
Whoa,
with boxers.
So she was probably doing the little scooch?
Where? Yeah, yes, the scooch into your crotch. And I was like, oh, well, this is a sign that she wants to proceed to like maybe put an arm around her when she puts her butt into your crotch, right? Then
That doesn't mean that.
I've been so out of the game for
well,
so
you know,
long.
You want to comfort someone, a warm embrace, Kim, don't you? Like, embrace it.
Fully. We're not having this conversation. Let's keep moving.
Hold on, wait. So you're in bed.
Not going to allow you to.
Sleeping. And she's
verbally molest our
guest. Scooted her butt towards you a little bit. And
yeah.
You thought, this is
a sign
invitation.
That she wants to feel my crotch region expand.
Or
Jesus
she
Christ.
Or she wants to
Can
get
we
famous.
Please move on?
We all know what
Jesus
happened.
Jesus Christ. Of course.
So what happened?
He went heels to Jesus.
He probably got that picture after they did it. That's how he works.
No,
he doesn't even have a picture prior to having sex with these girls. He's like, what's her name? No.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Instagram number 472.
She's on Twitter.
Oh, never mind.
You can look her up. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to get involved with
so
live
is
PD.
It like a thing? Or no,
she never talked to me again. And that's, I guess she had a boyfriend or she was married. Oh, I think she was married, actually, which
you
I didn't know.
Are
until
a fucking scum.
No, until later. I didn't, yeah. No ring. I didn't,
hey,
how is it my fault?
It's
if
happened
they lied
to me, brother.
To yeah.
I get it.
Dude, they lie to you. People. I'm saying
what's
not
happened
when,
to you?
The married woman thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
They love
some dude hasn't
guy.
Come along and fucked your wife.
No.
Right.
No,
that
no.
Would
oh,
be
that's
much
what you meant.
Bigger.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's
I meant
what I
the
meant.
Other way. I meant that I saw someone who I found out later on was married.
Oh. Prior to being married again.
Yeah. Me not being married.
That's what I'm
yes.
saying.
Oh, yeah, Jim, no. That women out there.
No,
that,
someone saw my
I'm
wife, I would
now,
be here. I'd be in jail.
While we're 36 and 37 years old.
Right.
Bingo. You just
say.
Said.
Yeah. Jim, I'm filled with spirit right now.
He played his guitar and ended up seducing my wife and banging her.
Jim.
We'd be probably
Wait,
broken up.
Jim's
but
filled with spirit right now.
I'd fucking fill his fucking head with his guitar.
Jim,
if that happened.
Yeah. Women, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being an ambitious, career-driven woman, but a lot of them are, and I'm saying women, and guys are the same for women, but as a guy, I have experiences with women. They are so ambitious that they want everything. They're like, money. I want you. You're poor. I don't care. Get over here. Ah, my crotch. And they're like, you know.
That is not my
what the fuck
at
all. What is happening?
There's a spirit in them.
See?
When he tried to explain the man-woman thing before he started
it's
the story,
a lot
I lost
like
you.
Being in a car with somebody trying to learn stick.
Yes.
Like
he just went from first to fifth.
Yeah.
And the car's like,
It feels like you know how it fucking football, you're not supposed to bash your head into the wall with your helmet on. It's the same thing. Your brain's rattling around.
Jim,
trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing.
There's
talking about.
Driven people that are led by an evil spirit that makes them ambitious at into wanting things.
He threw a spirit in there.
Fifth dimension.
Yeah. Now we're talking about something completely.
And what they're doing is they have fleshly desires, and they're going for money and career and success and this, that, and the other as what they think it should be. And then in that pursuit of wanting more and never settling for anything is guys. And just like I can do whatever I want, you know, I'm successful, I'm driven, I can achieve anything. Ah, I can get this guy, and like they do that. There's a spirit in them, and then I'm there at the bar standing by myself, and they see me,
and they see me
like alone, and I'm like, oh, you know, is my debit card gonna work for this transaction of this Miller Lite? And they're like, look,
what?
Poor sack of. And they just come over.
The details that are in his story. Like, this is why we need
the
board.
Honestly, it's how you know it's true, Jeff. That might be the scariest part of the whole thing. The details.
What I don't understand is
make you know
it
it's
sounds
true.
Like your experiences with women have all been like this, where the woman is aggressive and she just takes
every
you and she rah, rah, has her way with you. And I'm like, that's only ever happened to me one time.
I've never met a single woman like that.
I don't know if
like
it's because of this, because this doesn't attract the.
No, Jeff, you're very attractive.
Ferocious woman or whatever, but that one time it happened, it blew me away because I've never seen that before. But you clearly see it like once a week.
Because I'm around a lot
a week?
Of, for whatever reason, I have a lot of friends that are
like,
career.
Oh, not again.
And where he locates himself and where
I'm,
he hangs out.
I'm around people that
are girls
very,
are,
fuck,
are
they
maybe single
the
if they're not single, they
yes.
just want to have a good time.
Yes, and when they're very successful, making a like living in beautiful high rises, like they want to have fun and like they're driven for more and more and when men too.
Well, it
I'm
doesn't
saying.
Mean that they want to be with someone that has money.
No, it doesn't. But they definitely
you
want
always
someone.
Say that.
No, well, they want someone that's you know fun for the night,
stable,
yes,
and fun.
Whoa, let's not get nuts.
And that's why, and like you know,
you're sooner to get the money get than the nuts. Stability. I assure you.
And so, I like whatever is put in front of me. I make the best of. I'm always like, I'm actually a one woman guy, and by that I mean
he's like, I'll never turn down a free meal. Wink, wink.
No, I mean like, I only focus on one person at a time. You know, I'm not like, oh, women like texting everybody. If I have nobody, I'll text like friends or whatever. But like, if I'm talking to one, it's only like one at a, like it's only one person that I'm talking to. Maybe you know something happens. You know, and then like if it stops and something, okay, well I'm not going back. I'm going to go forward
immediately.
Yeah, I'm Gemini, so my Leo rising is.
Is there anything you don't believe in?
I'm Gemini too.
Dude, good point, Jeff. No,
don't encourage him, Kim.
When was your birthday?
June 6th. Wait, when?
I'm the 14th.
All right, two Geminis.
Yes.
Kim, that's why we understand. I think
we do have
but
an evil twin, though.
No. There, if you have control over him, and you understand your triune sign, it's your rising and your moon, and then your Venus is how is like your love. Is
I feel like
love.
You're just saying stuff. Like I feel like I should be just doing a lamp, microphone.
Sometimes I like, throw in buzzwords.
Yeah.
Drone.
Oh my god. So
I actually got
so
a haircut.
Geminis have an evil twin. That's like a thing.
We're supposed to, yes.
What do Libras have?
Oh, you're the balance.
What do Aries have?
This is not, we're not you're doing that today.
Why not?
Come on.
One last one, Aries.
Actually, guys, I have a story. I was in Austin getting my hair cut from this girl that totally. Like,
Zoe's a girl.
She messed. Well, I just go, hey, whoever's up. I don't care. And
whoever's
this girl came over and she's like, hi, James. Because some people call me.
So that's her job.
And I was like, hi. So we went there.
By the way, this is why when he talks about how people talk, this is why you can never believe it. Because like when he was at that job, he got fired. He's like, the woman was like, yeah, you are lit. And then like, but then the woman who's just cutting his hair is like,
Hey, how's it going? Jim.
I'm giving you, I'm drawing a picture of what is happening.
Of how your brain works.
Oh, yes. We have visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so, they're all different, though, for everybody, but yes.
So she comes.
We have them.
Mine's a cartoon.
She comes, she starts cutting my hair, and she's like, you know, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm here. And then we talked. She said something about a sign or I like your bracelet. I was like, oh, it's my power color. And she's like, ooh, wait, are you into that stuff?
No,
and I was like, well, what stuff?
Stop.
And then she's like,
why is it so easy for him?
Stop. There's no fucking way that you had enough time during one haircut to have a conversation that got from the beginning of the conversation to your power bracelet.
Jim, when you get a haircut, do you look at your phone and hold it up where they can see your wrist? I mean, your wrists are bigger than mine.
That
so.
The opening comment was, hey,
no
let's
offense.
Talk about your power bracelet.
No offense.
Well, no.
Do you look at your phone while you're getting
your
haircut?
Yeah, do you ever put your phone down for 5 minutes?
If it beeps, I'll look at it. But if they're like back here, I'll just like look at it. I won't like text or anything. So I was looking at it,
yeah,
and she saw
story
my...
story finished at the end of the night.
And she was talking about my bracelet. And she's like, "But what's your Mayan earth tone?"
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And I was like, "Oh, I never researched that." And she's like, "Oh my god, you have to." She goes, "I'm feeling this connection
you
right
should
now."
Be married.
And then, "No, I'll tell you why." And I was
she's
like,
a
"Oh,
witch, isn't she?"
Well, look it up. And she goes, "Well, there's 262 different types." And so we have the same.
Wait. There's 262 types of what?
Of earth tone colors.
Isn't it just
in
brown or green?
Yes. And she's like, oh my God, your blue wind velvet, or I forget what it was.
She
found this out
while you were
with,
there.
With my birthday and everything.
$30.
And so she's like, I'm the same as you. She goes, I've only met one other person ever out of 262 people. And I was like, she goes, do you want to go out on a date?
She interviewed 262 people.
Well, I mean, she's never, I don't know, she's never met.
Yo, you know,
she asked me on a date then while she's cutting my hair.
Last chance.
And I was like,
you were the 262nd person that she asked.
I don't
the
know,
only way to
just
know
happened to me.
The only way for her to find out is through a blowjob. So figure do the math.
Quickest way to a girl's heart through the mouth.
That should be fucking edited. Oh my
Jimbo,
God.
Jimbo, you have game and you don't even know.
I know. That's what's so irritating.
So
he's like a professional athlete that just, I don't know how I got all these millions of dollars. And like, oh.
So she goes, do you want to go on a date? And I was like, oh, you know, I mean, I guess. I mean, she's cute, but I was like, oh, you know, whatever. And as she's cutting my hair, I feel her around my sideburn area. Now, I like to have a small amount of sideburn.
Wait, first of all. Yeah, no.
It all went sideways. You didn't
cheek.
Like the haircut.
I was like, this whole time, by the way, she didn't even start cutting his hair yet. She only just now started cutting
just
it. Once
the inside of your
it
ear.
It actually looks a little crooked.
No, this is new. This
no,
is
that's
another
his
one.
Face.
Oh.
She put the clippers
sorry.
In her butt cheeks.
So she cut straight across my sideburn, where it was like up, and I felt it, and I was like, all right, look, I was like,
we are
can I have my
not
glasses?
Going on a date now.
My glasses.
We're going to get into
here.
Some really weird shit. Hold
and
these clippers.
And I was like, that felt like a cut on my sideburn. I was like, excuse me, can I get my glasses quick so I can see because I'm blind? I look over. I was like, no! I was like, I'm sorry. I forgot. I wanted to tell you, I wanted to keep my sideburns when I said keep my sideburns. And she was like, she goes, oh, and then she goes, all right, well, I was like, well, I guess just cut the other one now. And then so they were cut, so I had to, like, you know, let it grow back. And then she also forgot to, I got a haircut now, but this is before.
I can see it
she,
going up.
She didn't cut, like, you know how they clean up around
did
the
she
ear?
Did she, like, unstraddle you before she cut the other sideburn? Or?
No, she was just, you know,
was
very,
still straddling
like,
you.
Hitting on me to ask me out. Like,
she's
we should
grinding
get
on you?
A lot of shoulder rubbing. And she,
I'm well, going to start calling you Zohan.
How have you escaped the Me Too movement for this long?
I'm Me Too'd all the time. Actually, if you say
that's
it correctly,
it.
Well, no, it's a you know the hashtag
I'm
sign.
Done.
I would say pound Me Too. Like it's like pound the sign for pound Me Too. It's a pound sign. It's not a hat. You know.
I get it. Hashtag.
Yeah, I think it was a psyop by the CIA Tuesday. Yeah, you can have your Me Too, and secretly they're meeting in secret. They're like, oh, it actually means pound Me Too. And like I think it's a CIA op to trick people.
So the only ones in on it are the CIA. So it's just like an inside joke with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I've missed really. This. This is yeah. great.
Why wouldn't it be? Pound Me Too. Jim, come
back.
On. Okay,
why aren't you staying for Christmas?
Because I'm going to Colorado.
They believe they believe in Jesus more out there.
Road trip with a friend of mine.
Be closer. You'll be closer to God.
Hurley?
It's higher.
And his band.
On the mountain.
Remember him?
Who?
Jim Hurley.
Name sounds familiar.
Is he younger than us?
Yeah. Did he go to school with us?
Yeah.
And he lives in Colorado and has a band?
Yep. Augustus.
Nice.
Okay.
Going on. Case, any questions that you have? I've missed you, and I was going to ask you if we could take a full body pic or something together. And
full body pic.
Oh my god!
That's not what they call them in the non Snapchat world. Full body pic.
I don't know.
Frontal.
You know.
Why do you need to see his knees and lower? I'm so confused.
Why don't you stand up and get a full frontal right now?
Is it just me that you want a full frontal?
Not me, you, Jeff, Jim, Ryan, Kim.
That's so good. Why do you need to see his knees?
I can take the picture.
Oh, no, that's my job.
Just something that got boys. When you go to get older, you're going to look back and be like, you know what?
What do we look like from the waist down?
We're older than you.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that when you proceed in age, you're like, yeah, you know, here's my life. I was on this show. Like, you want to see stuff. Oh, that's, you know, there he is, Jeff. You know, mountain man beard and big Republican pickup truck in the back. You know what I mean? Ford, big. I'm surprised you don't have, like, a gun rack on it or something.
I did, but it was too big for the truck.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, I do want to stand corrected when I did give you the bloody nose.
You did.
I know.
Ooh, what?
Let me tell you the story because he didn't tell it right.
I didn't?
Real quick.
Shocking.
Unless you're busy.
Shocking.
He twists truth sometimes about our childhood.
What? So we're sitting there. It was like eighth grade. We're sitting in the cafeteria waiting for our principal to come in to tell us about something. So he was sitting behind me the opposite way at the other table, and I'm sitting here, and he keeps flipping and flap. You kept flipping my bra strap.
Oh, what?
Yes, you were.
That's Jeff.
Wait, what's? How do you flip a bra?
Just like snap it.
What if I try to run for Congress? Yeah. Don't tell
that
the story.
That would ruin. That's a badass right there.
Me too.
I have one about you too.
Oh, it's always the one.
Not like that. Not like that.
Jenny Keller's got a couple that would ruin me, like my career.
Jen?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to prom with her.
Yeah, we went to a couple formal dances throughout the years, but when I was in middle school, I was terribly inappropriate.
Jim, you know, we
like
only
anything.
Get...
I didn't do anything like...
Did you see, neurologically speaking, that our brain is basically formed at 12, and then we just get worse and worse, so all those things are still there, secretly hidden inside?
Let Kim finish her story.
Okay, that's Kim, okay. It doesn't matter.
You don't have to finish
the one
about me, though.
Flipping it. And then I'm like, Jeff, stop doing it. And he's like, I'm not doing anything. So I'm like, if you do it one more time, I'm going to punch you. Well, I was just anticipating it because he's a guy and he's going to do it again. So all of a sudden, I flung back really fast and I gave him the elbow to the nose. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm bleeding. And I'm like, oh. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God. He's like, I can't believe you just did this. And I know you left. And then Mr. Gallo comes up and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, my gosh, I gave this kid a bloody nose. But yeah, but that's the story. He acts like I did nothing.
That's
all
right.
He didn't
I stabbed
do
him with a pencil and he.
Well, I remember you didn't intentionally do it. It just you came turned around so fast.
Yeah, because I knew you were coming.
So you failed to tell the
I forgot the bra strap thing.
Yeah,
I only remembered the traumatic. Yeah. I only remembered the traumatic experience of having the bloody nose.
Slippery.
I
got there, Kevin Spacey.
I got punched in the face one time by a woman. Not my ex.
That's shocking.
This is as a child. I was trying to walk out of the way. She goes, "You're just so stupid," and I'm like, well, I can't help that. Like, you're obviously overweight. I don't want to say who this is, but she was, you know, very heavy. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, well, you know,
how have you not been?
Like, I'm stupid. You're fat. You know, whatever.
Let's get a drink.
You want to join me in man meat?
And she's like pushing me, and like I'm cornered because there's desks. I was in like fifth grade or sixth grade. There's desk at HA, and like in Mr. Lucchese's class. But this is, I think it was after class, or it was like during break where no one was seeing what was happening, and I was cornered by this woman. And she was bigger than me, because as we all know, girls age faster, or grow faster than guys. And I was, she's probably like a little shorter than me, but like much, had probably like 40 pounds on me. And I was like,
is this Mrs. Cotter?
What do I, no, Lucchese. No, it was a student, and it was two students, not a teacher.
Who?
I'm not saying names, Jeff, because I don't know who.
Casey female pretends student? To bleep them out.
In our class at HGA, there was only like four.
In sixth grade? Were you weren't there in sixth grade.
I was there in eighth grade.
Yeah.
What could have changed?
Yeah, no, yeah, she was. Was she there in eighth grade? Anyway, Jim. Okay, so I don't want to say her name. I'll tell you later. Okay. So, I'm standing there because she's this nice girl, I guess. But so I'm trying to like, okay, how am I going to do this? Remember your karate training, Jim? And she's like pushing me, and then she like smacked me, and my glasses flew off, and I was like. All right, well, now that she hit me, I
decided, it's go time.
Pound me too, bitch.
I punched her in the stomach, but in like a soft way.
No, wait. Fucking karate kid shit.
Well, no, I punched her in like a style of like, get away. Like,
where the punches? Like, yes.
Yes. What were the noises?
I knew it. It got kata.
Yes, did you remember how in karate they're like, ichi, ni,
san, there were definitely.
You started counting. In Japanese, yeah. Or your punch
were, that was Italian.
There were definitely noises that you made, right?
Well,
he used to always say at lunch, he was always afraid to get in a fight because he'd be afraid of making sound effects while he's fighting somebody.
I got detention in class when they're like, if anyone makes a sound, you're just reading time. And if anyone makes a sound, you have detention. And I was like, boy. And I'm reading this comic book.
It's truly.
And this kid gets punched in this comic book. And I don't know why I read the onomatopoeia. I was like, and I don't know why I did that out loud. Dude. And I get detention. But no, so
it's amazing you haven't been misdiagnosed with Tourette syndrome or something.
I punched her in a way to like move her off like that. And she has a big
class. You'd be fucking stone silent, and there'd just be this crazy fucking.
But what happened was, did you ever see Terminator Jim 2, where he punches Terminator 2 and it goes in because he's soft and rubbery? Yeah. Well, my hand, it was kind of like Terminator 2. It went into her stomach, and it would be like me punching your stomach, and it did nothing. Like, it didn't do anything.
And she went,
and it went away, and I was like,
your hand or there's
my hand. It was like
just went away.
My deflected.
Hand went away. And you know when he punched, he went Haruken.
No, he goes. And then
she smiled at me and then punched me in the face. Oh, and I was like, wow. You started it though.
That's some like Christmas story level bullying right there. Who was it?
I'm not gonna say.
I'll bleep it.
I figured that.
No, I'm not saying
you're gonna have to bleep that because I think she does listen.
Get the fuck
what?
Out of here.
Yeah.
You might have to. She secretly likes Jim.
Maybe.
Since and she doesn't even know why. She just can't figure it out either.
Well, her and her and good friends.
Yeah, boys. I
all right.
I've been out on some dates.
We don't have time for that. When are you coming back?
I don't know, Jim. Whenever God needs me back.
Okay. Well. We'll let him
what
know.
Did God need you back for this time?
For us?
My mom.
For us?
My mom. She's not. You know, she has health problems and stuff. So I just wanted to try to see her, and I like spend time with her and stuff.
And you're not going to stay through Christmas.
So you're going to be home for. Let me get. Yeah, you're going to be home for a day or two to see your mom.
Well, I was here for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today.
Yeah, but I noticed on your Facebook feed that most of that was knee deep in bitches.
So. I was with one friend of mine.
I'm just joking. Oh, so. What delineates between bitches and friends? I'm just curious. Like, how do you know?
Let me think.
Yeah, which one am I?
Girls that are drunk that just like to use me for a good time.
One-nighters.
Yes. I'm so much more than that, Kim. I have so much to offer.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I wish I could even wrap my mind around that condition.
I'm valuable, right?
That's where I'm going to stop you. Do you have anything else for us?
I forgot to say I plug my my job in Austin. If anyone's out there and you need your carpet cleaned, I do that.
Wink, wink.
He means that literally.
I use this big wand. It's the best.
It's the biggest wand there is in Austin.
I met Meatloaf 3 times.
Meatloafs.
Those are meatloafs.
No, that's Lance Armstrong's.
No, that's what he
cleaning
called.
Lady's
some of the women.
Daughter's friend.
Oh,
Meatloaf is that threesome that you had?
Yeah.
Huh? No, I met him.
You met him at Man Meat.
No, at his house. He's not as tall as you think. He's like
I didn't think he was that tall.
Well, he looks big in
He looks wider than he does tall.
Yeah, no.
Oh, when he's Bob
in Fight Club.
Yeah. All right. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for
having me. Anytime.
Yes, please come more often.
Wait, Case, was there
Jimbo, not so much.
You didn't really talk today.
No, I didn't need to.
Casey's got to do brunch with my family.
Easy week.
Brunch, huh?
Yeah, brunch with the water on the rocks and
shit. You highfalutin brunch people?
No, rock water.
Oh, rock water.
I know you highfalutin brunch people. affording your $20
I'm sure Jimbo
food.
Does brunch, too.
Hey, Boo.
Oh, now
I do. I don't. I can't afford it, though.
I just get the mimosas.
Loot crate.
Thank you for coming, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Good to be here. You always start
Jim,
so early.
I know.
We'll be here next Sunday.
Thank you for coming, buddy.
Guys, I missed you so much, and grateful to be here, and to all the listeners, and sometimes viewers, if you ever go on the YouTube channel.
We'll be on BCTV, so.
Or not.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Jimbo, Kimmy, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Kim.
It's okay.
It's just a hard habit to break.
It's fine.
20-some years.
Did you always call me Kimmy?
No, but I heard him do it, and it's brought back driving around in the Pontiac.
Oh, my God.
So, Ryan, it was nice seeing you for 20 minutes of our recording. Maybe you could be on time next time. And
Jeff, take it out of my pin sale.
Jeff will never know whether that sandwich was moist or not, so thanks for that.
I didn't get a chance
big
to eat
letdown.
It.
Well, if we had more time. And
we're being chased out of my house.
Yeah. No, we can't.
No, Casey,
you were the glue that holds this whole thing together.
Oh, see you later.
You have the agenda and everything.
Casey's not supposed to schedule brunch so early.
I know.
Plus, I'm trying to rush out of here so I can get to brunch. All right.
Were you invited?
No, I wasn't invited.
He doesn't get invited to his own family shit.
No.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to ask.
So, anybody else except for Jimbo have anything important to say? Except
Jeff.
For Jimbo.
Well, I want to... or Vu. How are your families doing? Everyone's families are well.
Why
you know what I realized?
Touch him so gently.
I realized that
I'm gonna have to sit here for a minute.
There's something about having a family, right?
Uh-huh.
I realize I in my life I have someone. Here's advice for somebody that needs it out there. Have someone above you, on your level, and below you that you can help. So, like, at all points, like, have, like, counseling or whatever, and then your community that you, like, hang out with, and you're like, hey, you know.
Your man meet.
Yeah. And then you have, like, people below you that you can, like, you know, help up.
That's hard for me. I think everybody's below me.
But I realized having families, though, having families makes you... and like kids and stuff, like makes you
go gray faster.
Complete where you're like almost like you can help. Like it's almost like someone can look
like
up to you.
You're a zombie
because you have like you have the completion of you know biologically, and then like makes you like think about things. Okay, I need to do this that, and the other. So like single people like myself that never bore children are looking up to you guys for like you know
that you know
life.
Of,
like
he wouldn't bore
not,
a child
or anyway. With child. I mean, or no, I mean okay, I don't have
He's
kids.
He's never created one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I doubt that.
Yeah, that he knows of. Yeah. Just wait.
My mom had a dream, actually. She just told me that.
Keep
She's like,
keep getting those power bracelets. Somebody's going to catch on, and they're going to be like, hey, I'm going to pay the piper.
Give me that. My mom had a dream. She told me. She's like, Jim, I had this dream that I saw these two boys in a tree, and they just never came down. She goes, I always wondered if they were mine, and they wouldn't. Because like, my brother doesn't have kids, and I don't have any. And I was like, oh, thank God she had that dream. So that means I don't have kids then secretly, you know, if anything ever happened. But I was thinking about it. I was like, don't worry, Mom. You never know what the future holds. Like, you should accept, okay, maybe I'll never have kids and maybe I will. Whatever I'm supposed to be, I don't want to, like, try to make it up and figure it out and everything. Whatever's supposed to happen will happen in God's time.
Good.
But until then, I mean, I guess.
Just let it happen.
Good time. Okay.
If
that would be fun for everybody.
Having children?
Yeah, but wait till you settle down a little bit.
Yeah. No. It will settle you down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Advice to you.
Ooh.
Have a child. You will have no more escapades.
I guess they're 20.
This weekend that you're knee deep in anything other than shit.
They're 25.
Have a girl. You can get your nails painted.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice, a good time.
Yeah, rainbow color.
Oh, the sparkles are off, but yeah.
Actually. Jimbo here is the kind of guy that would have a girl because he would then start seeing all the guys that like him hitting on his daughter.
Well, I'd have to accept it, Jeff. I'd be like, crap.
Yeah, you would be. Mm-hmm. You would be.
Jim, what kids are, what was that article I read? They're $28,000 a year for one of those kids?
For
like,
one of those
to pay, like, to afford them?
I don't know.
So, okay, trying to do the math.
Priceless, Jim.
See, this is... Yeah, trying to do the math right
now.
Okay,
I've never bought one, so I don't know.
Well, no, how much they cost you?
The human trafficking.
Yeah, I know. I've never bought a kid before.
It's like $1 million, 0 to 18 or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like $500,000.
Hmm. Yeah, that doubled. That went up. It did.
Did they?
Yeah, it went up to a million.
Yeah,
it was last year or something. Or
you guys, this is doing pretty well for yourselves. Yeah. Well, according to my mom, it's the greatest joy in the world.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a. Yeah, kids are a funny thing because it can be the greatest thing and the worst thing all at the same time.
It's true.
That's
all in the same half hour.
Yeah. One second you look at them and you're just like, I can't get enough of you. I want to hug you so
I
want to
light myself
whatever.
On
then,
fire,
like, 5 minutes
out this
later,
fucking window.
You're like, I will kick you out of this house right now if I could.
See, I haven't even gotten to that
if
point.
I would not be judged.
All my anger is self-directed because I can't get mad at a one-year-old. It's not like he did anything wrong, but I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, and when you have a little kid, it's all about the next stage. You're just like, oh, when are you going to hold your head up? Oh, when are you going to feed yourself? Oh,
when are you going to stop standing up into tables?
Yeah. When are you going to... Move out.
Do you guys ever just blame yourself? Why did I have you? And then because it's all your fault and maybe like parenting
like
and then you're like, crap, I forgot to teach you this.
3 o'clock in the morning while he was really like crazy with the colic, I was like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
But after that.
But again, like then you have a moment an hour later where you're like, this is the greatest
thing. I'm so smart.
Yeah, where he laughs at himself farting or something.
Yeah, and you're like, yes,
that's fucking fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When my kids do something that I just see me in them, I'm
so
freaking proud. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Pride gets so every time.
All right, I have to go to Target.
For what, Jim?
A bunch of Christmas stuff. What else would I be going to Target 2 weeks before Christmas for? I just ordered a bunch of shit before you guys got here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the greatest thing
ever.
Order.
Oh, my
God, pick it up.
I was
already
looking
paid for.
Yeah, we're done with our shopping.
I'm pretty much done, too.
I wanted to wrap presents last night, but I never got around to that.
I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
I was looking up things to do for single people in their mid-30s for Christmas when they're alone and they have a bedroom. And apparently all I have right now is go to the – what's the place where people eat for free that are homeless? Shelter.
Soup kitchen?
The soup kitchen, yeah. Whatever.
And I was like, all right, maybe I need to go there.
Where are you Googling for your search results to come back?
I just have something to do. And I was
something
like,
to do.
Something to do. I'm going to go hang out with at the soup kitchen. Not volunteer there. Right. Just eat the soup.
Yeah. He's going to go have a cup of soup and see what's going on.
I don't know. I need to do something like.
Look, I just want to let you know.
People do?
I want to let you know that
you
if
don't
you need a
hang
place
out
to go,
at the soup
you're
kitchen.
Always welcome in my house.
Well, I'll be in Austin. Or in Colorado, and then I'll be back on Christmas.
Remember how that worked out the last time, though.
I mean, yeah. So if you're back.
You were going to Colorado via Florida, and you never got to either one of them. So,
I actually have a tour in Florida in February.
Yeah, you said that last year too. So.
And I went. Remember, I met that girl. I didn't know she was 19, but then I did, kind of.
I don't know that you want to be repeating that one. All right, that's it. That brings us to the conclusion of episode 101. Before anybody says any more incriminating evidence, Ryan, Jimbo, Jeff, Kim, it's been emotional. Thank you. See you next week. Goodbye. I put hurting on the bottle. Baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That don't touch the pain you put on me. I was fearing for the white line of the shoulder. Faded cast upon the wall. Baby,